Chapter 13.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Send men for you, and they shall spy out the land of Canaan which I am giving to the sons of Israel. You shall send one man for the tribe of his fathers, one man, everyone a leader among them. 3. And by the instruction of Yahweh Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran. They were all of them men, heads of the sons of Israel.
4. And these were their names. Of the tribe of Reuben, Shammua the son of Zaccur. 5. Of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat the son of Hori. 6. Of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh. 7. Of the tribe of Issachar, Igal the son of Joseph. 8. Of the tribe of Ephraim, Joshua the son of Nun. 9. Of the tribe of Benjamin, Palti the son of Raphu. 10. Of the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel the son of Sodi. 11. Of the tribe of Joseph, of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi the son of Susi. 12. Of the tribe of Dan, Amiel the son of Jemoli. 13. Of the tribe of Asher, Sether the son of Michael. 14. Of the tribe of Naphtali, Nahbi the son of Vapsi. 15. Of the tribe of Gad, Gul the son of Mishi. 16. These were the names of the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hoshea the son of Nun, Yahushua. 17. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said to them, You go up this way into the Negev, and go up into the hills. 18. And you shall see the land, what it is, and the people who are living on it, whether it is strong or feeble, whether it is few or many. 19. And what the land is in which they liveth, whether good or bad, and what are the cities in which they liveth, whether in camps or in fortresses. 20. And what the land is, whether it is fat or lean, whether wood is in it or not, and you shall make yourselves strong and shall take of the fruit of the land. And it was the days of the first ripe grapes. 21. And they went up and spied out the land, from the wilderness of Zintrehab, coming to Humph. 22. And they went up into the Negev, and came to Hebron, and Ammon, Sheshai and Talmai, the sons of Anak, were there, and Hebron had been built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. 23. And they came into the valley of Eshcol, and cut down from there a branch and one cluster of grapes, and they carried it on a staff by two, also of the pomegranates and of the figs. 24. That place was called the Valley of Eshcol, because of the cluster which the sons of Israel cut from there.
25. And they returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days. 26. And they went and came unto Moses and to Aaron, and to all the company of the congregation of the sons of Israel, to the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh. And they brought them and all the congregation word, and made them see the fruit of the land. 27. And they reported to him and said, We came to the land where you sent us, and indeed it is flowing with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. 28. But the people that live in the land are fierce, and the cities are walled up, very great. And also we have seen the children of Anak there. 29. Amalek lives in the land of the Negev, and the Hittite, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite live in the hills. And the Canaanite is living by the sea, and beside the Jordan. 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and said, We will certainly go up, and we will seize it, for we are well able to do it. 31. And the men who had gone up with him said, We are not able to go up against the people, for it is stronger than we. 32. And they sent out an evil report of the land which they had spied out to the sons of Israel, saying, The land into which we passed, to spy it out, is a land eating up the ones living in it. And all the people we saw in its midst were men of stature. 33. And we saw the giants there, the sons of Anak, of the giants. And we were in our own eyes as grasshoppers, and so we were in their eyes.
Chapter 14.
1. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept during the night. 2. And all the sons of Israel murmured against Moses, and against Aaron. And all the congregation said to them, Oh that we had died in the land of Egypt, or in this wilderness, oh that we had died. 3. And why is Yahweh bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our infants have become a prey. Is it not good for us to return to Egypt? 4. And they said each to his brother, Let us give a leader and return to Egypt. 5. And Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the sons of Israel. 6. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, of those who spied out the land, tore their garments. 7. And they spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, The land into which we passed, to spy it out, is an exceedingly good land. 8. If Yahweh has delighted in us, then he will bring us into this land and will give it to us, a land which is flowing with milk and honey. 9. Only, do not rebel against Yahweh. And you, do not fear the people of the land, for they are our bread, their defense has turned away from them, and Yahweh is with us, do not be afraid of them. 10. And all the congregation said to stone them with stones. And the glory of Yahweh appeared in the tent of meeting, to all the sons of Israel. 11. And Yahweh said to Moses, Until when will this people despise me? And until when will they continue not to believe in me for all the signs I have done in its midst? 12. I shall strike it with pestilence and dispossess it. And I will make you a nation greater and mightier than it. 13. And Moses said to Yahweh, And the Egyptians will hear. For you have brought up this people out of their midst with your power. 14. And they will say to the one living in this land, They have heard that you, Yahweh, are in the midst of this people, who is seen eye to eye. You are Yahweh, and your cloud stands over them, in a pillar of cloud you go before them by day, and in a pillar of fire by night. 15. And will you cause this people to die as one man? Then the nations who have heard your fame will speak, saying, 16. Because Yahweh is not able to bring this people into the land which he swore to them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. 17. And now, I beg you, let the power of Yahweh be great, as you have spoken, saying, 18. Yahweh is slow to anger, and of great mercy, bearing away iniquity and transgression, and by no means will clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the sons, on the third and on the fourth generation. 19. I pray, forgive the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of your mercy, and as you have gone with this people from Egypt, even until now. 20. And Yahweh said, I have forgiven according to your word. 21. But as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Yahweh. 22. For all the men who are seeing my glory, and my miracles which I have done in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tried me these 10 times, and have not listened to my voice. 23. They shall not see the land which I have sworn to their fathers. Yea, not one of those who provoked me shall see it. 24. And my servant Caleb, because there is another spirit in him, and he is fully following me, I shall bring him into the land into which he has gone, and his seed shall possess it. 25. And the Amalekite and the Canaanite were living in the valley. Tomorrow turn and pull up stakes for yourselves, going into the wilderness, the way of the Sea of Reeds. 26. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, 27. How long shall I bear with this evil company who are murmuring against me? I have heard the murmurings of the sons of Israel which they are murmuring against me. 28. Say to them, As I live, says Yahweh, as surely as you have spoken in my ears, so I will do to you. 29. Your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness, even all your numbered sons, as to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, in that you have murmured against me. 30. You shall certainly not come into the land which I lifted up my hand to cause you to live in it, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. 31. As for your infants, of whom you have said, they shall be a prey, I shall bring them in, and they shall know the land which you have rejected. 32. As for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. 33. and your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years, and shall bear your fornications until your carcasses are wasted in the wilderness. 34, by the number of the days in which you spied out the land, 40 days, a day for a year, a day for a year, you shall bear your iniquities 40 years, you shall know my alienation from you. 35, I am Yahweh, I have spoken. I shall do this to all this evil company who are gathered together against me. They shall be brought to an end in this wilderness, and there they shall die. 36, and the men whom Moses had sent to spy out the land, and who, when they returned, made all the congregation to murmur against him, by bringing up an evil report against the land. 37, even those men bringing up an evil report of the land died by the plague before Yahweh. 38, but Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, remained alive of those men that went to spy out the land. 39, and Moses told these words to all the sons of Israel, and the people mourned deeply. 40, and they rose up early in the morning and went up to the top of the mountain, saying, Behold, we are here, and we will go up to the place which Yahweh has said, for we have sinned. 41, and Moses said, Why do you now transgress the mouth of Yahweh, since it will not prosper? 42, Do not go up, for Yahweh is not in your midst, and you will be defeated by your enemies. 43, For the Amalekite and the Canaanite are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword because you have turned back from following Yahweh, and Yahweh is not with you. 44, And they presumed to go up to the top of the mountain, but the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh and Moses did not leave the middle of the camp. 45, And the Amalekite and the Canaanite living in that mountain came down and struck them, and beat them down, to Hormah.
Chapter 15.
1, And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When you have come to the land of your dwellings, which I am giving to you, 3, Then you shall prepare a fire offering to Yahweh, a burnt offering, or a sacrifice, in fulfillment of a vow, or as a freewill offering, or in your appointed seasons, to make a soothing fragrance to Yahweh, out of the herd, or out of the flock. 4, And he who is bringing his offering to Yahweh shall bring near a food offering of flour, a tenth part, mixed with a fourth of a hin of oil, 5, and wine for a drink offering. A fourth of a hin you shall prepare for the burnt offering, or for a sacrifice, for the one lamb. 6, Or you shall prepare a food offering of flour for a ram, 2/10 parts mixed with oil, 1/3 of a hin, 7, and wine for a drink offering, 1/3 part of a hin. You shall bring it near, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. 8, And when you prepare a son of the herd for a burnt offering, or for a sacrifice, in fulfillment of a vow, or peace offerings to Yahweh, 9, then he shall bring near for the son of the herd a food offering of flour, 3/10 parts, mixed with oil, 1/2 of a hin, 10, and you shall bring wine near for a drink offering, 1/2 of a hin, as a fire offering of soothing fragrance to Yahweh. 11, so it shall be done for one ox, or for the one ram, or for a lamb of the sheep, or of the goats. 12, you shall prepare according to the number. So you shall do for everyone according to their number. 13, All that are native shall do these things in this way, in bringing in an offering made by fire, of a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. 14, And if an alien lives with you, or whoever may be among you, throughout your generations, and desires to offer a fire offering of a soothing fragrance to Yahweh, as you do, so he shall do. 15, As for the congregation, there shall be one statute both for you and for the alien that lives with you, a never-ending statute throughout your generations, as you are, so shall the alien be before Yahweh. 16, There shall be one law and one ordinance both for you and for the alien that lives with you. 17, And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 18, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When you come into the land to which I bring you, 19, Then it shall be that when you eat of the bread of the land, you shall lift up a heave offering to Yahweh. 20, You shall lift up a cake of the first of your dough as a heave offering, as the heave offering of the threshing floor, so you shall lift it up. 21, you shall give of the first of your dough to Yahweh, a heave offering for your generations. 22, and when you shall err and shall not perform all these instructions which Yahweh has spoken to Moses, 23, even all that Yahweh has instructed you by the hand of Moses from the day that Yahweh instructed, and onward for your generations, 24, then it shall be, if it be done in ignorance by the congregation, without knowledge, even all the congregation shall offer a son of the herd, one bull, for a burnt offering, for a soothing fragrance to Yahweh, and its food offering, and its drink offering, according to the ordinance, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering. 25, and the priest shall atone for all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them. For it was in ignorance, and they have brought their offering, a fire offering to Yahweh, and their sin offering before Yahweh for their error. 26, and all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and the alien that lives among them, shall be forgiven, for as to all the people, it was in ignorance. 27, and if one person sins through ignorance, then he shall bring a she-goat of the first year for a sin offering. 28, and the priest shall atone for the soul that errs when he sins through ignorance before Yahweh to atone for him. And he shall be forgiven, 29, both the native among the sons of Israel, and the alien that lives among them, one law shall be to you for him who acts in error. 30, and the soul that does anything with a high hand in defiance, whether of a native or of the alien, the same blasphemes Yahweh, and that person shall be cut off from the midst of his people. 31, for he has despised the word of Yahweh and has broken his instruction, that soul shall utterly be cut off, his iniquity shall be on him. 32, and while the sons of Israel were in the wilderness they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. 33, and those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron, and to all the congregation. 34, and they put him under guard, for it had not been declared what should be done to him. 35, and Yahweh said to Moses, surely, the man shall die, all the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. 36, and all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him with stones. And he died, as Yahweh instructed Moses. 37, and Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 38, speak to the sons of Israel and you shall say to them that they shall make themselves fringes on the corners of their garments, for their generations. And they shall put a thread of blue with the fringe of each corner. 39, and I shall be to you for a fringe, that you may look on it and remember all the instructions of Yahweh, and do them, and that you do not go about after your own heart and your own eyes after which you fornicate. 40, that you may remember and do all my instructions, and be set apart to your Elohim.
41, I am Yahweh your Elohim who brought you out of the land of Egypt, to be your Elohim. I am Yahweh your Elohim.